Bowling Green, an 88-79 win over the Ohio Bobcats here this evening at Stroh Center. An entertaining back-and-forth game as the second half saw pretty big swings. Bowling Green built a 13-point lead, then fell behind by four, but closed the game out on a 17-7 run after the under-four media timeout to get the win. BG head coach Michael Huger joins us here courtside. And, Coach, this was a game that had several ebbs and flows to it, but what was the difference once you had the big lead? Ohio went to the zone to take the lead back. How did you adjust to kind of get over that and win this game?
The biggest thing, they took us out of our rhythm. We were on the offensive flow at that point. They did a great job of going to the zone and making us take difficult shots. We had some great looks that we missed, but I figured if they stay in it long enough, we'll be able to knock down shots and we'll be able to move the ball and get correct shots, and we were able to do that. Caden knocked down a big shot. Samari found him twice, one from the corner, one from the top of the key in transition. Guys did a great job of knocking down shots when we needed to. We were able to make our free throws. Sam Towns and those guys were able to knock down the free throws at the end of the game. Rashawn, we had so many guys step up and play well. And that's what we need. That's what we were missing early in the season, and hopefully it's here to stay.
Yeah, I thought Sam played a great game inside against Dwight Wilson. And you look at Dwight's got 17 points and 17 rebounds, but I thought Sam did a good job on really a couple of times taking the ball away. And even though Wilson had a good statistical game, didn't feel like he dominated the game at all.
We tried to not let him dominate the game. We wanted to keep him under control. We didn't really try to trap him or anything like that. He's very big, very strong, very good passer. 4 points at halftime, and wound up getting 17 for the game. So we knew they were going to him. We just, you know, wanted to contain him and make him take difficult shots, and we were able to do that.
Well, it was also a huge first half for Brashawn Agee. I mean, he provided a lot of lift. He had the big dunk. He scored 10 points, three block shots, and the one block that didn't count but was a nice message sender. Rashawn really, I thought, was an intimidating force in that first half.
Yes, he was. I thought it was a clean block personally, but, you know, that's how it goes when they call it that way. You just got to play through it, and, you know, we did a great job of not being frustrated and being able to play through physicality.
Well, Ohio tonight, you hold them to 44% shooting. They did go 10 of 21 from three. They hit a few in that second half, but looked like your defense tonight was, again, on point. I mean, it looked like they were where they were supposed to be. You could hear communication. They were playing hard and getting after it. Second straight game of this.
Yes, it's definitely the second straight game. Our guys played extremely hard. They competed on the defensive end, and that was the difference. We were able to compete on the defensive end and just play extremely hard and have fun with it. And you see the bench energy, the energy that those guys bring off the bench, and they are ready to play. And it's just a lot of fun when we can do that on a consistent basis.
Well, you know, you and I have talked a lot about Brent Mills and what a great defender he is. And we've always talked about, man, if he could sort of rediscover his form from earlier in his career offensively, this team will get exponentially better. And those two big threes he hit in the first half really set a nice tone for you. And he ends up with 9 points, 3 of 5 shooting. Brent Mills, a strong game today.
He had a strong game, but what he brings to us defensively, he's probably our one or two best defender on our team. And he does a great job of guarding. He does a great job of rebounding. He does a great job of being a help side and being in the right place at the right time. And I think that helps our team in so many ways that, you know, guys just don't understand how valuable they are at that particular time.
Now, talk about the game for Leon Ayers. It looked to me that Ohio's scouting report was concentrating on him. I mean, they ran a lot of guys at him. It was hard for him to get the ball. When he did, there was a lot of attention paid. But I thought he kept his head and played a solid overall game for you.
He did. He stayed composed. He's going to see that a lot more. But what he don't realize is that frees up other guys. If they're running two at you, now you got to be able to find the open man. When you do that on a consistent basis, they got to make another adjustment, and that's back to them guarding you one-on-one. So got to stay the course, and, you know, you got to keep them engaged. And I thought we did a good job of keeping them engaged and ready to go.
Well, clearly, I know you guys probably track this eventually. It's not on our stat sheet, a conventional stat, but the so-called 50-50 balls, I got to think you came up with maybe two-thirds of those. So what does that say about your team?
That means we're playing hard. If we're coming up with that many of them, that means we're playing extremely hard and we're competing for those basketballs. And, you know, we do it every day in practice. And so I want us now, we're finally bringing what we do in practice to the games.
Well, take me back to when Ohio took the lead. After you built the 13-point lead, as you say, you were rolling. And they went to that zone, and it just kind of killed the whole game. Right? The vibe was gone. Bobcats had a 4-point lead. Your team was able to refocus, though. Talk about that time period and what you were telling the team.
The biggest thing I was telling the team is, you know, don't get stagnant now and not move the ball and, you know, take bad shots. Let's continue to move the ball, move the body. Let's try to screen the zone is what we went to, a screen in the zone. We just wanted to basically keep them off balance with what we were running offensively, and I thought we did a good job of that.
Well, tremendous win today, Coach. 2-0 on the MAC. Hopefully make it 3-0 on Tuesday. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much. Have a great one.
Yep. That's BGSU head coach Michael Huger. A happy man. His team beats Ohio 88-79. We'll take a break, come back, and wrap up our Wood County Hospital postgame show on the Falcon Sports Radio Network from Learfield.